Okay, is it? How's that? Is that reading light hitting anywhere you can see? I don't think it is. I got it barn doored off. I don't think it is, but it might.
Okay. Hey, you're better looking than I am. Why don't you stay here? Blondes, they say, photograph better than brunette. Is that true or not?
I don't know, sir.
Or you are blonde, aren't you?
No, sir.
Redhead?
No, thinning.
We're the same.
Mr. President, this is Bill Headline. He'll be producing the pool for CBS tonight, and he'll cue you.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, how are you?
All right.
Yeah. You got an extra camera in case the lights go out? Where'd you get that from? Is that an NBC?
This is the camera. This is the primary camera.
Yeah.
That's the backup camera.
Yeah. And that's an NBC camera, I presume.
No, that's... they're both CBS cameras.
Standard joke. It's, see, to get these adjusted properly, my eyes, you'll find as you get past 60. That's enough. Thanks. Brad Ollie always wants to take a lot of pictures. Afraid he'll catch me picking my nose. You wouldn't print that, though, would you, Ollie?
No, sir.
No, you wouldn't. You just take a long shot right now. That's enough. Guess I can see this. Oh, you want a level, don't you? Yes, yes. Good evening. This is the 37th time I've spoken to you from this office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of our nation.
Positiv ist, dass diese Menschen in ihrer Konfusion eine echte Gemeinschaft erleben wollen. Auch hier kann man manchmal eine gemeinschaftliche Freude erleben, ohne Spur von Aggression. Etwas von einer neuen Qualität des Zusammenseins von Menschen, was alle diese Jungen hier suchen. Viel mehr Freundlichkeit, viel weniger Aggression, das suchen sie. In all dieser Konfusion wird da etwas Neues geboren. Das glaube ich.
Each time I've done so to discuss with you some matter that I believe affected the national interest.
That's fine. Fine, sir.
Okay. Ollie?
Yes, Mr. President.
Only the CBS crew now is to be in this room during this. Only the crew.
Immediately following the broadcast?
No, there will be no picture. No, after the broadcast. You've taken your picture. Didn't you take it just now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because that's it. Because we didn't, we don't want to be, we're not, the press isn't taking one, so you're just taking, this, you just take right now, this is after the broadcast. You got it? Come on.
Yes, Just a few more seconds, Mr. President.
Okay.
Look at the camera, Mr. President. The camera, the TV cameras.
All right, fine.
One and done. All right, all right. Just
okay.
Going to...
I'm not gonna make the other photographers mad by giving you too many. Now that's enough. All right. All Secret Service. Any Secret Service in the room?
Just one agent, Mr. President.
Out. You don't have to stay, do you?
Yes, sir.
You required to?
Yes, sir.
I was just kidding. You know, I used to try to get them to leave me alone, but we usually have. More than one. Didn't we used to have more than one?
2 minutes and 15 seconds to air, please.
2 minutes and 15 seconds to air, sir.
Didn't we used to have more than one agent in here?
Not in here, sir, when you speak.
What?
Not when you speak in here, sir.
No. I see. Fine. But it's better for the crew, I think you'll agree, to have...
as few strangers around as possible.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sometimes I talk to my show business friends, and it drives them nuts to have the VIP people and others visiting the set. Just drive the crew up a wall.
1 minute and a half.
I better get position.
Mr. President, I believe they'd like you to move the pages.
What?
They'd like you to move the pages away from the microphone, sir.
Well, if I can. I mean, it depends whether I can see. I'll try. I mean, move them like this. Can
yes,
I help
sir.
You?
No, that's fine.
Am I, you check my collar and back. Am I straight and back? It's not.
Looks fine.
Fine. It's not ruffled up.
Looks straight, sir. It's fine.
We're on.
Since there's no common tongue for adults and for teens, we can't understand what our teenager means. All we do is give thanks that it isn't our child when we read the scare headline that some kids have gone wild. Selling grass in schoolyards, blame it on the kids. Unwed mothers from broken homes, blame it on the kids. Riot at the draft board, blame it on the kids. Old drunk beats his wife up. Why not? Blame it on his kids. Blame the kids for acid. Blame the kids for pot. Define the word disaster. Some kid like as not. Blame the kids for hippies and for bummer trips. And for dropping out and turning on. And on. And on. And on. Blame the kids. Why not? Blame the kids. Now, let's just stop for a moment and think about the kids we know.
Five men were arrested early Saturday while trying to install eavesdropping equipment at the Democratic National Committee. And it turns out that one of them has an office in the headquarters of the Committee for the Re-election of the President.
Howard E. Hunt. go near a window to check. Turn on the Carina and the
Bob. Give me a
Hey, we're code 4 here. They have an exchange from the residence and form a group of four. Apparently there was shots fired inside the residence and...
Oh, no! Need us to form a group 4.
At the front. Run 97. A black. To inside the residence and...
Five young Foxconn. Five young Foxconn 229, negative 29, current over to Kyoto, last of Rodriguez out of Wando. Go ahead, look at me.
88176.
You couldn't really call him back because it isn't so.
Negative 29, current 07 Chevy,
11-23-1-3. They go to school each morning and each learns what he can on our overcrowded double session too few teachers plan. They fall in love. Out of love and into love again, swap pins and rings and promises to love till who knows when. Say, on second thought, our kids all seem to do their thing quite well. So how come we keep hearing that our youth is gone to hell? Who is so afraid of them that we hear this big lie? Who is so afraid of youth, my friend? My friend, it's you and I. They scare us with their questions, with what they want to know. Our answers aren't gospel, just as we say it's so. They know the mess we made of things, and how can we deny it? They search for their solution, though they know we'll never try it. They're not afraid to protest. Free speech begs they should. When they shout that war is bad, and we shout, no, it's good, we cry unpatriotic. And then, as if to make us fools, they go and fight and die and leave young blood in foreign pools. And those who live come back to us, forgiving and unbound. Embrace your sons and daughters now. America, be proud.
From Stage 6 at Paramount Studios, home of the Air Force base set for Top Gun, it's Dick Clark's first annual Welcome Home Desert Storm Troops All-Star Party. Starring Alan Thicke, Vanilla Ice, former Miss USA runner-up Turquoise Marie Cheeks, Yakov Smirnoff, and the Welcome Home Desert Storm Troops All-Star Party dancers. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Clark!
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow. Wow. What a special night we got going here. Before I do anything else, I know that although we've got a lot of the Desert Storm troops back home where they belong, but a lot of them are still over there doing a very important job not interfering in a civil war. We don't want these kids to feel left out of our celebration tonight, so a tape of this show is going over to Armed Forces Television for distribution over there just as soon as we do whatever little fixes we might have to do, along with a bonus show, little thing we've already put together, a wonderful collection of bloopers from the camera run-through for this show. So everybody still over there, we salute you. Hey, before we do anything else, can I tell you who we've got on the show tonight? I know Charlie O'Donnell already did, but that was before you were really paying attention. We got Vanilla Ice, the beautiful and beautifully talented Turquoise Marie Cheeks, Mr. Yakov Smirnoff, and helping us get the whole thing underway before Saddam Hussein gets any meaner, is the star of television and amateur hockey games all over Los Angeles. He's a growing pain all his own, Mr. Alan Thicke. Alan. Alan, such a treat for you to kick off the show with a song that you actually wrote.
That's right, Dick. And, you know, a percentage of any royalties earned by the song are going to go to an organization that really doesn't receive enough credit in this country for all the wonderful work that they do.
Mm-hmm.
The Canadian USO.
Alan, we'll see you at the real party after the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Thicke. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest has turned the phrase "What a country" from a catchphrase to a TV show to a beer commercial, and he's still comedy's answer to perestroika, Mr. Yakov Smirnov.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'd say thanks, Dick, but I'd feel like a guest at the Kennedy compound.